How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
I thought of a random question this morning that I'm not even sure we'll get calls on, but it came from Melissa Carter.
Okay.
And I'll tell you where it came from. Okay. I want people to call that are cheating on your significant other with somebody, with something other than a person.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. You're not cheating because you're not having sex with another man or another woman. And this came. I thought of this morning when you were talking about the new Christy Lee Cook CD coming out today.
Right. She's got the country album coming out, and that was the little hottie American Idol.
Whatever, who hottie. Whatever.
Came in at number 7 in the last season.
And why is that a sensitive subject for you,
well,
Melissa?
Well, because Katie Jo has a huge crush on Christy Lee Cook, and every time she was on, oh look, there's my girl. Well, shut up. Whatever, hottie. I don't care. So I'm sure she's, you know, probably right now, as soon as the store's open, is getting that or downloading it from iTunes without my knowledge. But whatever.
Now, what you said was because Jen said that Katie Jo will probably get that, and
yes.
You said, but I'll never know.
I said, yeah. I said she'd probably do it, but never tell me. But yeah, so she more than likely, yeah, she'll include Christy Lee Cook in her iPod library, and when she's working out with her little, you know, headphones, then she'll probably be listening to Christy Lee. I'll never know it, and she'll have fantasies of them, you know, running through a field of flowers together or something. I don't know.
So she has this sort of hidden relationship,
yes,
with Christy Lee Cook with that CD. Mm-hmm. For me, I told you guys before, it was that PSP that I got obsessed with for a while. I'm not even a video game guy, but we were going on a long trip. Maybe it was Brazil or something like that. And I'm like, I got to get something to kill the time. So I bought a soccer game and a football and Madden, and I'm playing it on the PSP while we're on vacation and on the plane. And then when I got home, that thing was calling my name. And Stacy, my wife, hates video games. And I'm always talking about how I'm so pressed for time. So the last thing in the world I can do is spend time on a video game and not with my family. But I found myself just picking the thing up and playing for like 30 seconds. Stacey would come downstairs to say, hey. and I'd hide it. And I'd put it
on the controller.
Totally cheating on my family with the PSP.
That's awesome.
So I don't know if you're like supposed to be on a diet or something. You've got chocolate hidden around the house.
Right.
I don't know if it's a video game. It's something other than a person.
Mm-hmm.
But you're high. It could be cigarettes. You're cheating.
Right.
You're cheating on your significant other,
right,
but not with another person.
It's almost like non-sexual cheating.
Yeah.
See the story I sent you yesterday? 35% of people would choose their BlackBerry over their spouse.
Is that right?
Yeah, and Katie would be one of those.
Oh.
So maybe that thing rings, or you see the light, and you know if your husband sees you or your wife sees it, you hide it. That is, you're having a relationship with your BlackBerry,
you know,
that she doesn't agree with.
I am getting on Facebook. I'm starting a Facebook group calling I Hate the BlackBerry.
That could be one right there.
Facebook.
Yes.
Yep, that's true.
It's an improper relationship with Facebook. Good morning, Brittany. You're on Q100.
Yeah, my husband has this video game that he plays, and he works third shift, and he comes home, and he plays till like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then he gets up, and he starts playing again.
And you guys have argued about it, right?
Oh, I've almost left him several times because of it.
So really? Here it is. It's a source of tension in the relationship, so every time he plays, he's cheating on you.
Yeah.
It's an obsession is what it is.
It hurts your feelings.
Doesn't matter what it is. But it does.
Here's the BlackBerry Love Affair article. 87% of BlackBerry owners bring their BlackBerry into their bedroom with them.
Well, because it's your alarm.
That's why he's mine.
Yeah, no, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's three things and two humans and a device in my bedroom, and it's not the device you think.
Save that.
Good morning, Candace. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys.
Hey. Who's cheating on who?
I'm cheating on my husband with Edward Cullen from the Twilight Saga.
The Twilight Saga?
What is that?
I know that.
It is four books by Stephanie Meyer. It is so addicting.
Yes, yes.
Facebook has tons of bumper stickers on it, but I don't hide it from him, but I talk about it all the time. And there's a movie coming out in November.
Mm-hmm. And the conversations have brought up so much tension between the two of you that now whenever you're reading the books, it feels like you're cheating on them, right?
Well, I've read them. I read them last week. I'm rereading them. And every time we talk, I'm always talking about Edward.
Cute.
Good morning, John. You're on Q100.
Hi. I'm cheating on my wife with cigarettes.
Are you?
Oh, no.
I told her I quit a couple of years ago, and I only smoke when I'm at work. And the proper breath mints and colognes have successfully covered it up so far. But I do feel really guilty about it.
We're talking about years now?
2 years.
I bet she knows.
Yeah, she knows
you
secretly.
You can't hide that.
How much are you smoking at work?
You know, just a couple, you know, four or five a day, maybe.
A couple, four or five a pack. I don't know. Let's lose track. Two packs. I don't know.
I'm surprised she hasn't busted you on it.
Yeah,
me too.
She knows, but she's letting it go.
You think?
Yeah, you can't hide that. You think you can? You can't.
Good morning, Courtney. You're on Q100.
Hi. This is actually not my husband. It's just my boyfriend. But he complains about it all the time. I have an obsession with sushi. And I've just told him every time, you know, like whenever I fall in love with him, that if I do, that he's going to be the luckiest guy in the world because of my love for sushi. It's absolutely ridiculous. Like, I get it at least twice a week, three times a week. I know it's not good for you, but I'm obsessed with it.
What kind of sushi are you eating?
I do, honestly, it's anything with cream cheese, which is kind of weird, but
that Philly roll, man. You're cheating on your boyfriend with the Philly roll.
With the Philly roll.
But at least he knows it. He knows it, and, you know, he's just like, you know, I'm going to be so lucky, you know, because you love sushi so much. So if I ever, you know, replace sushi, I know that you're truly in love with me.
It's good for you, but you're just not supposed to eat that much of it, I think, is what the book
I don't know. I like it, though.
Good morning, Tracy. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi, I had a story about cheating on my husband.
Okay.
I have a Chihuahua. He's 2 years old and he weighs 5 pounds, and my husband got him for me. But he's like, my Chihuahua is likes to lay and sleep with me and stuff and be around me all the time. And it's gotten to the point where now when my husband, he works late at night, and so my Chihuahua gets in the bed under the covers with me, and then when my husband gets home, my Chihuahua will jump out of the bed and jump in his bed.
So the Chihuahua's in on it also. He knows that he's not
supposed
to be there either.
He knows as soon as he opens the door to get out of the bed.
That is so cute.
And I spoil him to death, and my husband is like really jealous of him now. So
your husband is jealous of your dog.
I can see that. Yeah. I can see being jealous of the affection that, you know, you or your husband pay to the animal more than you.
Other calls that were coming in were chocolate.
Yes,
we get in fights whenever I'm eating chocolate, so I've got chocolate hidden all around the house.
I've told the story on air before about how I went and bought brownies, and what I didn't finish, I threw in the trash and covered it up. So food infidelity.
Sleep was another one we had, and the BlackBerry is the call that came in over and over and over again.
I'm creating the Facebook page. If you're on Facebook, you're going to join my group here later this morning.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.